Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches. Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. All right, Dave, you understand how this here game is played.
I do. Quick prediction. Cal Raleigh's going to be the all-star MVP.
All right. I'm down for it.
Okay. All right. All right, Dave. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone used as a weapon. And finally today, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Let's go and hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
All right, a woman has been jailed after threatening to injure her ex-boyfriend with something. At about 11:50 p.m. this past Sunday, Midland police officers were called to a nail salon after a worker said a woman hit a man with her fist. Now, the unidentified male victim told officers that he and this woman, Kim, they're business partners, and they had dated in the past for about 6 months. Now, the pair had gotten into a verbal argument, and the victim said that Kim hit him in the face. She then said, quote, I'm going to kill you, grabbed something, and began to swing it at him.
This isn't her work.
This was at her work. Yes. Well, actually, their work, since they're co-owners of this place.
Okay.
Now, Kim did not make contact with the object, but the victim said he feared for his life. Apparently, she told officers she never even grabbed the object until the photos and videos from other people's phones proved otherwise. Anyway, she's been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, which is a first-degree felony, and currently detained in the Midland County Detention Center. Now, the question is, what weapon did she wield and swing in her attempt to, quote, kill him? Was it a hammer? Was it a cat? Was it lumber, or was it a lamp? So hammer, cat, lumber, or lamp. She grabbed one of these four things and started swinging it at him.
Dave, I'm going to say, because it's ridiculous, that she's swinging her cat.
I was thinking the same thing. I think I'm going to go lamp.
Lamp. Okay.
I think she wanted to light up his life.
Wow.
Yeah, I respect that, Dave. They grabbed it out of the yard. Lumber.
You're going to go lumber?
Okay. Yeah.
What did she try to kill her boyfriend with? Hammer, cat, lumber, or lamp? We'll find out next.
Was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
First, hit me with your best shot on profile. Let's get a woman who threatened her boyfriend at her place of work. I guess they worked at a like a beauty salon.
Hair salon, yeah.
Hair salon.
Something like that.
Okay.
Whatever.
So apparently she tried to kill him. Question is, after she punched him, what did she try to use as a weapon? A hammer, cat, a piece of lumber, or a lamp?
And Dave, that is the very question that we posed to you. We begin with you, Dave. You went with the lamp. Not a bad guess. However, not the correct one. She did not light up his life. Did not light up his life. Miles, you went with the cat.
Cat scratch fever.
Yeah, that was my favorite option. Sadly, that's not the case. And Ted said she went out in the yard and grabbed lumber.
Yep.
I don't know how you figured this crap out, but yes. Hit him with a piece of lumber. Well, tried to hit him with a piece of lumber.
I like good names. There is a gay bar in White Center called the Lumber Yard.
Oh, okay.
I just think is phenomenal.
That's great.
So that's what I was like, went out to the yard.
Swinging lumber. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Myers.
Seth.
Writers. Michael. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there at the title. All these guys have teams and talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
ESPN has announced it has renewed its media deal with the Premier Lacrosse League. Yay, said only Maryland.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah. Seth Meyers.
What?
All right.
ESPN has announced that it's renewed its media deal with the Premier Lacrosse League. Yay, said only Connecticut.
Oh, he has a...
Nah. I made a little tweet. You guys have been on it lately, man. Another hot one today in New York City with the temperatures reaching 98 degrees. Today at Central Park, any men who tried to ride the metal horses on the carousel could no longer have children.
Fallon?
Fallon.
Fallon.
Another scorcher here in New York City with the temperatures reaching 98 degrees. Brutal out today in Central Park. Any men who tried riding the metal horses on the carousel can no longer have children. And that's... You know it's hot when you get to your stop in the subway and you need to be spatulaed out of your seat. That's when...
Sad news, McDonald's and Krispy Kreme have ended their partnership just 6 months after the donuts first appeared at the fast food chain. So now you have to make two stops to get your diabetes.
The Ted Smith.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a good one.
You know what's funny? They weren't even in all the McDonald's's. Krispy Kreme couldn't keep up supply with the demand.
Krispy Kreme.
That, just think about how big McDonald's is.
They're also in all the 7-Elevens. I mean, they're pretty spread as far as, you know.
Spread thin.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, skimpy men's swimsuits are making a comeback. Men's Speedos are in as long as the pool is heated.
Oh, Fallon.
Yeah. No, Seth.
That's Fallon.
Skimpy men's swimsuits are making a comeback. Yeah, men's Speedos are super popular now. Well, as long as the pool is heated.
All right, have you heard all the scuttlebutt about The Simpsons?
No.
So, they killed off Marge.
Okay.
Simpson. But they didn't really.
Of course not.
Right. the episode is called A Stranger Things. Basically, it starts with Marge telling Bart and Lisa to stay close because her and Homer won't always be around. Then it flash forwards 35 years in the future.
Okay.
Bart and Lisa have drifted apart. Marge is no longer with us. On her tombstone, it says, quote, beloved mom, mother, pork chop seasoner.
Oh.
Flash forward decades to the future. Don't expect... it really won't affect any other seasons. They're like, look, when season 37 comes back, they'll be back. Kind of funny, though. 35 years into the future, Lisa is the commissioner of the NBA, formerly the WNBA, and the men's league, now known as the MNBA. Bart's scamming senior citizens out of Social Security.
That sounds about right. Okay.
Yeah. Look, the WNBA is having a good climb. And
they are.
Good come up, but it's not going to overtake the men's league.
I would doubt that.
Guess yeah. I will say, though, it is funny to me. And look, I'll be honest. Calvin Clark got me watching more of it, right?
Sure.
Like, I'd always watch Maryland in the NCAA tournament, right. Maryland women's team. But it's funny. I know so many people that go, I hate the NBA. I don't watch it anymore. And it's like, all right. I get the argument. The problem is they're all so giant and good, and they can all shoot three-pointers.
Yes, they can.
And they're like, oh, it's not physical enough. But then you watch the WNBA, where
they're grinding.
They're grinding, and people are like, you got to protect her more. And I'm just like, but it's the same crowd. So it's like, you got to make a decision.
How do you want frankly, your basketball?
Right. If you want old-school basketball, because, like, it's just the way physics – not physics, just – they just don't jump as high and right. stuff. They're not dunking all the time. So they have to pass the ball more and run those offenses that you're used to.
Right.
And also, they're going to foul more and stuff. It's a little bit rougher. And the NBA, like, some of those dudes take off the dunk over you. Like, you don't want to be you don't want to be on that poster.
Even the NBA in Australia is more fundamental. The European leagues, the Spanish league, the Italian league, they still play structured basketball, still dunk, still hit three-pointers. But it's more of a physical game.
Yeah.
NBA, it's like, don't touch me.
Well, and also, frankly, people forget, too, like, until Bird and Magic come along, nobody watched. You know what I mean? The NBA right. was
yep,
dying.
That's true.
Right? And then you have Jordan and stuff. But, like, frankly, some of that basketball was freaking gross. Like, it's fun to look back on it now, but, like, was that really awesome to have Bill Laimbeer tackling Michael Jordan all the time?
Not really. That's how they stopped him. I mean, that was what they knew. I mean,
right, but then they went out and had to get enforcers. I'm just saying, like, I get it, right? Like, the new NBA is a little ridiculous because they score, but it's like, they're the best of the best. There's yes. so many of them, and those dudes, like, I mean, Steph Curry, hey, the guy shoots from the logo sometimes. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Like, okay, I hear you, but, like, you tell me how to scheme to stop that.
Can't, right.
Right. There's some giant. I mean,
and there's no one dimensional person anymore. Like Dennis Rodman would have 15 rebounds in a game and no points.
Yep.
So it's always like 4-on-5 as far as the offense goes.
Correct. Yeah. And I will say this too. I know it's a hot take, but like people talk about who's better, Jordan or LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, look, LeBron was in the finals on different teams for a decade, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And then we can argue championships, blah, blah, blah. Look, if they play one-on-one, LeBron is just a monster. He's just physically bigger.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I just mm-hmm. don't see Jordan beating him. All right. Somebody asked Scarlett Johansson. That's kind of a weird one.
I think she was on Fallon the other night.
Right. But, right, so the question was, people she's worked with, because she fights dinosaurs, who could win or survive a real dinosaur attack in real life.
All right. Talking Jurassic Park style.
Correct. So first was Chris Hemsworth versus Chris Evans. She went with Hemsworth. All right. Simply because he's Australian. They have a lot of scary venomous snakes.
They have a lot of stuff down there.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's like, remember a couple weeks ago, everybody's talking about 100 men versus one gorilla?
Yes.
So then it turned into a whole thing, and then it was like different areas or whatever, and then it was like, yeah, 100 Americans versus, like, a gorilla. And it's like, the one dude just breaks it down. And at one point, he's like, I just need one dude from Baltimore. You know, like, he's just naming different places. He's like, you know, like, 10 country Texas guys.
The only thing Australia doesn't have is big cats. They've got everything else. I think the big cats are scared to go there. Like, that is crazy what you got going on.
If you let one loose and they started procreating in Australia, wow.
And somehow they'd end up venomous. Like, how did you make a lion venomous?
And I was about to say, maybe it's because of the heat. You know what? None of them swam over there. But, like, lions live in hot areas.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they could survive there. All right, Bill Murray versus Adam Driver. Who could survive?
Adam Driver. Come on.
He was in the Marine Corps.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Which was her point.
Yeah.
Strong point.
And the other one's Bill Murray.
Bill Murray was a caddy.
Of all the things Bill Murray is, he doesn't strike me as, like, scrappy.
No.
You know,
he could maybe talk his way out of something.
But then again, even if you're scrappy and you're going up against a dinosaur, no offense, I'm putting my money on the dinosaur.
Yeah, that's a good point. Scrappy fighter doesn't make it out.
No.
All right. Florence Pugh versus Brie Larson.
I'm just going to pick Brie Larson because I find her remarkably attractive. Nothing against Florence. I just prefer Brie.
Well, she took Brie as well, but mainly just because of her training routines. And I've watched her push a tire up a hill as part of her training.
Okay.
I've watched Florence make a great bruschetta.
Both great skills.
They are, but I don't know that dinosaurs are into bruschetta.
But we don't know.
We don't know.
And in none of those movies did anyone even try.
I just feel like bruschetta would be like a Tic Tac to a dinosaur.
It might be, but a delicious Tic Tac.
It is. That's another one I think we agree on. Don't like tomatoes. Man, I love bruschetta.
I know. I do, too. So weird.
Sofia Coppola or Wes Anderson?
Wes Anderson.
All right. She took Sofia.
She's wrong.
Maybe she's had some interactions with big honcho-type people. She comes from that type of family.
That's fair.
And then the final question, Michael Che or Colin Jost? Remember, she's married to Colin Jost.
Yeah.
She took Colin Jost because he's from Staten Island. He's a tough guy.
All right.
Which, honestly, she's not wrong. He's just so pretty. You don't think about him being a tough guy. But, like, I don't think he's like,
jacked.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't think he grew... I could be wrong. I don't think he grew up with all the money he has now. So, like, yeah, I could see him. I'll tell you what's still funny, and they bring it up on SNL every once in a while. Him and Pete Davidson still own that ferry.
Are they still not getting along? Do they get along now, or what?
I think they get along. I think they just have no idea what to do with it.
Right.
So it seemed like a fun idea at the time.
Until you realize, okay, well, now you own a ferry. And yeah. Now what?
They're going to make it like a dinner docking cruise thing.
Okay.
Maybe not even set sail. Just you get on the thing on the dock and I think they rented out as a space.
They had a lot of idea. And whatever you think about right. Pete Davidson, I feel safe in saying, like, whether he's doing drugs, not doing drugs, whatever. Like, he's just a strange dude.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I just expect to see him on a couch on a commercial.
Right. So he's one of your friends that would talk you into, like, I don't know, buying a
ferry from Staten Island.
Well, I was more cost efficient. I'd say like a canoe or like. You know, like, hey, we're going to go canoeing. And, like, you're smoking weed with them. And you're like, dude, you know what? We should be, like, canoe bros.
Yeah, and, like, do start it every day.
Right. And then I think you're kind of at the spot they're at now. It's like, well, Miles, it's been a year later. What are we doing with this canoe?
I don't know.
Still, I learned a J-stroke.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know anything about canoe. I've been in a canoe, I think, twice in my life.
Were they in the water?
Yes. One was on the B&O Canal.
Okay.
I did that once because it's pretty simple. And the second one was at Disney World. So I don't know if that counts as real canoe.
There's alligators in that water.
There's definitely a snake went by. I was not happy with that. Let's see. I haven't watched it yet. I might watch it tonight. Everybody keeps talking about that poop cruise.
I'm watching it tonight.
I know. It's big. Mayor Mayhem was pretty good. I was going to say, the Mariner's already done. But, yeah, I don't know. Have a good night. Watch something.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman on a flight demands business class, then takes off her shirt and tries to open an emergency door. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, when a beach umbrella is impaled through your shoulder, yeah, you're going to be sore. Don't post pics online if you've stolen all the jewelry that you have on. A Chinese hotel stops putting red pandas in your bed at the break of dawn. And police learn that if you save ducks from a storm drain, good news, you're going to make TV news. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to the UK where they apparently can't help but tell on themselves. A woman from Beverly worked as the manager of a jewelry store in the area several years ago. Her co-workers noted that the woman on several occasions took jewelry home, chalking it up to work needing to be done and that she was sorting stock for the workshop, you see.
Sure, sure.
After about a year of working as the store's manager, she handed in her notice and terminated her own employment. But employees grew suspicious about the woman when she went on a cruise and was sending her former co-workers selfies from her voyage, wearing some jewelry that they kind of figured was not hers.
Is she stupid?
They informed the area manager and a police report was filed. Eventually, officers arrived at the door and found roughly, what do you know, 100,000 pounds worth of diamonds, silver, gold, and jewelry.
What does that equal? Is that like 150,000 U.S.?
Let me see what that
is. I mean, what was it? How much?
100,000 pounds.
Yeah, probably about one. I'm going to say 135.
Okay. All right.
137.
Damn it, man.
Yeah, nailed it. So close. So, I get... Why? Why are you sending selfies with jewelry that you stole from the
people that you're sending the pictures to?
Right.
Jesus.
You know, it's not like you remember when our old boss went over to your house and he pointed out the little mic flag that you had that you had clearly stolen from the other. From
I
the
do remember that mic, yes.
But it's not that you took a picture like, "Hey, check this out!" Like,
no, he had to physically show up at my house in the basement in the back corner. Unfortunately, that's where my vinyl is, and we started talking vinyl. Then he's like, I'm like, yeah. Well, no, he said. How did you get that? I said, well, obviously I stole it. there's no other way I have that.
I believe he said it that matter of fact. How did you get that?
Yeah.
In other news, to New Jersey for something right out of Final Destination, a 20-year-old lifeguard was getting herself set up for a day on the job. She had climbed up the lifeguard chair and was setting up an umbrella to protect her from the blazing hot sun, when out of nowhere, a gust of wind blew through and caught the umbrella. She managed to keep hold of the umbrella, but it did knock her off balance and send her falling backward off of the chair, causing the umbrella to come down with her and impale her through her armpit and out of her back.
Ooh.
Yeah. Luckily, the other lifeguards were able to provide care until EMS arrived, saying that she's tiny but strong as she maintained consciousness and calm throughout the entire ordeal. She was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition.
Tiny but strong.
Oh, you know what I'm saying.
How heavy is that damn thing to where it pierced through?
I know.
Like, it ran her through. It didn't just leave
it's coming out the other side.
Yes.
Yeah, they had to saw...
Saw the thing up to in order to
Yeah, they're like, we can't pull this out of you. Not here, anyway.
Right.
So, yeah. What a stupid thing.
So, basically what happened was, it was the post that you put in the ground.
Right. Yeah.
So, that's got a point on it. So, once that took off, all right? So, it's not the top of the umbrella.
No.
It's the bottom.
It's the base, yeah.
Yes, which is when they sit there and they dig them in for people when you rent them. Not the lifeguard, but the people you rent them from. Those things, man, if you catch, it's you've got a dagger flying at 40 miles an hour down the beach.
But she was up on like a friggin' 20-foot tall chair or something like that.
No matter.
Yeah. I mean, it's still got the point on it that she's got to work with.
Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, I've chased umbrellas of our families down the beach before.
Oh, no.
And just trying to close them is no laughing matter.
No.
Because the wind's blowing so hard.
That's wild.
That's when you go to the pool.
Yeah, that's right.
Can we just get out of here?
Screw this. I hate the beach. Screw this.
Yeah, the beach is fun, but I like to go swimming in the ocean, but I'm not one of those people that can sit on the beach all freaking day.
No.
Yeah.
In the sun.
Over to China, where a local hotel has a perk that's being shut down. The hotel has 4 red pandas in its possession that have become a favorite feature among the visitors. Yeah, exactly, Ted. With one of their opportunities going viral online, in which guests can have a red panda wake-up call.
Absolutely.
Where the animals will come into your room early in the morning and stay however long, depending on how they feel on any given day. The local forestry bureau has ordered the hotel to cease all operations that involve human contact with the animals, as the World Animal Protection Organization has stated that the services could constitute animal cruelty.
What?
Given their sensitivity and potential stress responses that pose a danger to themselves and the human.
What if you did the wild card, right? You don't know what animals are going to throw in there.
No, no.
You just open the door, throw some in there, shut it.
They just spin
the
wheel.
Oh, God. Oh, no. What
Here's
the hell?
Circle.
What is in here?
Right. Exactly.
I'm up.
I like the wild car. Yeah. Door opens at 6 a.m. Exactly. Animal thorn.
Close
door.
The door.
Right. There's a rhino walking in there.
You hear guys laughing on the other side of the door.
Uh-oh. Just stay very still.
I mean, I feel like you could do it with dogs and nobody would care.
Right. And it's China, so you know all the animals in there are dogs just dressed up anyway. So.
Could be a boa constrictor. You don't know.
Yeah, I'm not signing up for any random animal.
You don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, that's what's horrible. No, my uncle had a pit bull. I mean, Daisy would wake me up every morning licking my face.
Oh, yeah. Get that stank breath.
Throw
on
a
there.
Big bat in there. It's all dark.
What the hell is that? Miles, you're creating a hotel nightmare.
Well, not necessarily. You might wake up to the red panda.
You wake up to the red panda.
You might wake up to a chinchilla. You might wake up, like you said, the boa constrictor, a hyena.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
Raccoon.
It can't be a quiet animal, though.
What
because
do you mean?
I will wake up. Like, it'll just sit there and it'll find a corner and fall asleep. But if I wake up and there's a ball of something that's over here,
there's a fuzz ball
over here,
what if it's
I'm going to freak out.
What if it's like a rooster and a chicken? You know, like a. What in the hell is going on here?
Rooster and a chicken. What are they going to mate in my room?
I don't know. You just, like, why are they here? It definitely changed your morning mood.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with Mike. It's got to wake you up.
Right.
The snake is just going to either... You're only going to wake up if it bites you or you can't breathe.
Right!
But you'll wake up.
What if it's a tarantula? You wonder why you can't hear anything.
God!
That's what I'm saying.
No!
You don't know what they threw in there.
You go take a shower and it's just there on the curtain like, what up, dude?
Good morning.
Hey, did you bang that last night?
Yep.
Nice look. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
You would think that they'd learn by now, but we go to Texas, where another rescue operation has taken place. A probationary officer in Leander and his field training officer were called to help out a family in crisis. And by a family in crisis, I mean a family of ducklings that got themselves stuck in a storm drain. They arrived on the scene to a notably upset mother duck, but were able to remove the cover and extract all the young chicks without any issue. They were collected in a bucket and taken to a nearby pond where they said their goodbyes and went about their day.
That's where they need Samuel Jackson. Where is that mother duck? No one's ever rescued a duck from a drain and not been on the news.
For real, though.
It's never happened just randomly. Like, I did the right thing and took the ducks out.
Right.
It's always got to be on the TV. Look what this guy did. Of course he did.
Look at this man.
Yeah. I'm just amazed he was able to get the grate off of the drain. That's all.
Right. Exactly.
He's got the right tools. Hey-o.
Major sports. Last night, the Mariners couldn't quite get the ball rolling against the Twins and fell 2-0 in game three of the four-game series that wrapped up earlier this afternoon. They board the plane tonight and make a quick trip to Texas to play against the Rangers for a three-game series starting tomorrow. As far as tonight, you got more baseball over on MLB currently underway as the second round of the NBA draft is over on ESPN as well. As far as your weather, the clouds are sticking around tonight, dropping temperatures down to the mid-50s, and they'll be here tomorrow as well to make for a cloudy mid-60s Friday to welcome us into the weekend. But that's it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk, huzzah!
Friday, Bad Choice Friday, and the return of Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Jolene's coming up next. Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please, do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful!
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.